This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The nation's oldest civil rights group is refusing to provide some information to the Internal Revenue Service. The government is examining a speech last summer by Julian Bond, the NAACP chairman. That speech criticized President Bush, and the question is whether it may have violated the NAACP's tax-exempt status. The civil rights group accuses the service of a politically motivated audit. Here's NPR's Luke Burbank.
This is the speech that could put the financial future of the NAACP in jeopardy.
John Kerry accepted our invitation to speak at this convention, and the President of the United States did not. 2 days ago, President Bush made his 30th visit to Pennsylvania, yet he couldn't come to Pennsylvania to speak to us.
The speaker is NAACP head Julian Bond at the group's national conference last July in Philadelphia.
No doubt he thinks he'll take care of colored people by speaking to our sister organization, the National Urban League.
As a result of those comments, the IRS told the NAACP to turn over information related to the speech to see if it violated the law. The NAACP is a tax-exempt group. It's known as a 501c3 and therefore is barred from supporting or opposing political candidates. The civil rights group has refused to comply with the IRS request. Steve Miller is the IRS's commissioner for tax-exempt and government entities.
The rules allow for organizations to speak on issues that are of importance to them. What the rules don't allow is for a 501c3 entity to take a position with respect to a particular candidate and a particular campaign.
Miller sits in an IRS conference room under a motivational poster. It shows a runner standing atop a mountain, and it says, "Celebrate the new IRS." The agency is actually investigating roughly 60 nonprofits for their activities during the recent election, and Miller says there's no political motivation behind any of the audits. In the case of the NAACP, however, the request for information didn't arrive until last October, months after the speech in Philadelphia. That timing strikes NAACP head Julian Bond as suspicious.
And it's especially troubling because it came when we were in the middle of our traditional nonpartisan voter registration and get out the vote preparations. It can only have been intended to divert us from that and to lessen our effectiveness in what we've done for 95 years.
And the fact that the request to look into the NAACP came from two unidentified congressmen has only thrown fuel on the fire. The 2004 campaign was the first time the IRS used a new fast contact program. The idea was to notify groups when possible violations occurred, instead of waiting for them to file their taxes, which was how it had been done. The IRS's Stephen Miller concedes the system wasn't flawless.
The process was designed to get out as quickly as we could to organizations once we had determined that it was worth a look. That didn't happen perfectly, but the delays were not major.
There's also the question of what exactly was said during that fateful speech in Philadelphia. Julian Bond says that while he did criticize Mr. Bush, he also criticized many former presidents, both Democrats and Republicans. As long as he didn't explicitly endorse a candidate, he contends his speech was protected by the First Amendment.
Everyone has a right to criticize the president or anybody else, and doesn't matter whether that person is head of a nonprofit organization or not. What that person cannot do is say, vote for this person or don't vote for that person. And there's no charge that I did anything like that.
Julian Bond is in fact wrong on this point.
Frances Hill wrote the book on tax-exempt groups. Literally, she's a law professor at the University of Miami and the author of Taxation of Exempt Organizations.
One cannot be basically too cute by half, a wink and a nod, using language that would reasonably be interpreted as urging the listeners to support or oppose the candidate referenced.
Despite that, Hill thinks the IRS's case is actually pretty weak. Number one, because the president was invited to speak at the convention and declined. And secondly, because of the wide range of politicians, judges, and even talk radio hosts criticized during Bond's speech.
This is on the merits of it. I believe to call it even a close case would be to give the IRS the benefit of the doubt here, based on the text of that speech.
Hill, who's called for closer monitoring of nonprofits, thinks the IRS may be overreaching by pursuing its case against the NAACP, and that could lead to a backlash. It's now up to the IRS to respond to the NAACP's refusal to turn over information. Since tax matters are sealed, not much is known about the other groups being investigated. But the IRS does confirm that a number of them are churches. The agency is quick to point out that these investigations are standard procedure around election time, and again contends that there was no outside pressure. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Washington.